Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the Port Check Office selected 12 college students to tell the agriculture story on social media. Now, Public Relations Director Claire Masker says this social media outreach program will help real farmers share their story.
You know, especially students in the younger millennial age are really ingrained with social media and are passionate about telling their story on social media, telling the story of today's pig farming. And so we've selected 12 students from across the U.S. who will be a part of our student social forces, and they will post using the hashtag #RealPigFarming from now until December. For their efforts, they do receive a scholarship from the checkoff that goes and is paid to their institution. They're all students majoring in agriculture and have a background in the pork industry.
Well, the hashtag #RealPigFarming story will be shared on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. As a matter of fact, from Moorhead, Minnesota, Hannah Rader goes to North Dakota State University, and NDSU will get a scholarship from her. Also, Taylor Horman goes to the University of Minnesota. He's from Pipestone, Minnesota. And, of course, the scholarship will go to the University of Minnesota. Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the Culver's restaurant chain successfully debuted the hashtag Farming Friday social media content series last year. Now, Culver's has once again invited agricultural influencers to share pictures and videos that show their passion for and knowledge of agriculture. Now, the social media effort is part of the Culver's Thank You Farmers Initiative, which recognizes the hard work and commitment of the farmers that feed the nation. Hashtag Farming Fridays are extending a little longer this year, stretching from April 28th through November 3rd. Now, one change from last year is the inclusion of the National FFA Officer Team, which will take its turn this Friday, July 21st. That would be tomorrow. The National Association of Agricultural Educators will share what a day in the life of an ag educator looks like, September 22nd. The Peterson Farm Brothers will conclude this social media presentation November 3rd. So far, Culver's has raised over $1 million in support of the National FFA organization and its foundation, local FFA chapters, and a variety of local agricultural organizations. If you want more information on the program, it's available at culvers.com/farmers. There it is. Inside Agriculture. From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.